You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK, and this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, here with Denny Lynch and the great film Brown.
Well, I have seen an independent film that opened last weekend called Ingrid Goes West. Aubrey Plaza gets herself value from stalking people online. After her criminal behavior lands her in treatment, she inherits some money, picks a new target, and moves to California to be this woman's best friend. What starts off as a dark comedy, I would say, gets progressively bleaker and bleaker. The characters are uniformly unpleasant, and it's increasingly unfunny. Elizabeth Olsen plays her target, and she's also in the new Wind River, I think, the drama chase film. I can't figure out why this has a Rotten Tomato rating of 88%. I didn't much care for it. I was the only person in the theater. So no way to judge it. But I thought it was not, it wasn't what I expected, and it didn't improve on things as it went along.
Okay.
That's sad.
Yes. Phil.
I saw Annabelle, Creation. And from the title, you know that this is... Yes, exactly. It's a prequel, right, that gives us... I don't know if we really needed this film, but I enjoyed it. The creation of Annabelle is what we have in here. The film starts off with the doll maker creating the Annabelle doll and even stamping on the box, number one. You know, so this is sort of like Chucky number one type of thing here. They have a little daughter, okay, whose name is Bea, who we find out is Annabelle is the name. The parents go to church the next day, and they have a flat tire, you know, how this is going. And the lug nut rolls across the street, and the little girl says, I will get it, and wham, gets hit by a car. Mm-hmm. 12 years later. Now, 12 years seems to be a key for this. Everything's in 12 years increments, like. And for some reason, and this is something you have to kind of swallow, you know, I'm not sure why they decide to do this, but the mother now, who is an invalid, we don't know why, but the father, they both invite six orphans, these little girls, to come and live with them, with a nun. Okay. So you got that, okay, you know, this really comes out of the Conjuring universe,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's number four in that universe.
Yes, that's right. And... from there, okay, they think, well, we're ready. And we're like, what, ready for what, you know? And obviously things start to happen mysteriously. The film is directed by David Sandberg. Okay, now why I bring that up is that last summer I talked about a film, Lights Out.
Yes.
Yes, which I kind of, I like stylistically, but it was really hokey.
Well, okay. Yes.
This one here, you really can see the development of David Sandberg as a director. The film is written by Gary Doberman, who wrote the original Annabelle as well. He's getting better. This is a guy to follow. He's stylistically, he is really knows his way around horror scenes. Some of there's, like we talked about with Conjuring 2, sometimes there were like too much, it went a little bit, some things could be pared out. Mm-hmm. The film meanders at points, it gets muddled at certain points, but the set scenes are very well handled. It has all of the elements, and maybe too many elements, of a horror film. Haunted house, ghosts, demonic children, little girls walking around with knives.
Nuns.
grieving parents, orphans, nuns and priests. There's a priest in here who's pretty funny, so keep an eye on him. And this religious underpinning, you know, the idea of sin and soul eaters, taking your soul, I want to take your soul, and so on. I enjoyed it, again, I think largely because I liked Sandberg is doing. I thought it worked well, the two little girls, Lulu Wilson and Talitha Bateman, do a really nice job, who are the prime haunted folks. I mean, they're kind of divided. Four little girls who are a little bit older, who like to talk about boys and things. And then you have two little girls who are sort of outcasts. And it's weird. The room that they're given to sleep in is a doll room. It's full of dolls. It's like, whoa, whoa, you know, not a good idea. And one of the girls has polio, so she has a crutch and so on, and she walks around. And it's got, the house is full of hidden chambers, right, and rooms. Don't go in that room. And, of course, they do go in that room. Annabelle the doll pops up, and well, I can't go too far into the plot, because you'll want to have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
Take it with a grain of salt. There are points like, why are we there? What's that stupid scarecrow thing all about? Forget that. But, okay. I enjoyed it begrudgingly to a certain extent, but it's fun.
I saw a couple of recent Oscar films. So the first, The Salesman, a couple are acting in a stage play version of Death of a Salesman. Reasons have them move into a new apartment, which apparently belonged earlier to a prostitute. And they're not there very long. And due to some miscommunications and stuff, a man comes into their apartment, sees the wife showering. She freaks out, and she's not raped or anything, but she gets damaged. The shower curtain door gets broken and this and that. And the husband then sets out to figure out, who was this guy? Why was he there? What was he doing? And the rest of the film is about this search. He does find the guy. And this is not an American film. This is from Iran.
Hmm.
And how he handles the conclusion is extraordinarily thoughtful, very deep film. This won the Oscar last year for Best Foreign Language Film.
Hmm.
It's called The Salesman. Very serious, very thoughtful, beautifully shot, excellent production values, and amazing. The guy who made it also did... A Separation a few years ago in 2011, which is another Oscar-nominated film, better than many of the recent American films that I've seen.
Okay.
And then to contrast with that, this morning I watched My Life as a Zucchini. Now, this was nominated for Best Animated Film this last year. It's an entirely stop-motion animated film about a group of children in an orphanage. Imagine Robert Redford's Ordinary People done in the style of a Davy and Goliath cartoon.
Oh, my word.
I rarely use this term. It's a very sweet, very gentle film. It's only an hour and 6 minutes long. The characters are expressive and thoughtful. The kids' voices are terrific. It has been dubbed into English. It was made in France. There's actually 21 companies, or 23, listed as production companies or with the participation of. In other words, they provided funding. It's a French-Swiss film that did not play Cedar Rapids. It did play, I think, at the film scene in Iowa City. And I was totally enchanted with it. These are wonderful characters.
For Denny Lynch and Phil Brown, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.